All right. So by now, climate change is an established fact with overwhelming scientific consensus. And interest in renewable, low-carbon energy is expanding. President Obama has even singled out climate change as a top priority for his second administration. But here's the problem. Essentially, whatever we do right now, it's too little, too late.
The concept behind carbon dioxide removal from the atmosphere is really associated with a backup plan.
Jennifer Wilcox is a professor at Stanford. She researches low-carbon forms of energy.
What we've been doing is emitting CO2 on the order of 30, 35 gigatons a year globally. What that means is we're going to have devastating effects on the climate, as there's a clear correlation now between human activity and CO2 emissions.
There's a general agreement among scientists that to avoid truly catastrophic climate change, we need to keep global warming to below a global average of 2 degrees Celsius. But for that to be achieved, we're on the wrong track. We've already missed the boat.
We're going to end up being in a situation where we can't, afford to do anything different but this backup plan. Backup plan meaning we are going to be at even more record high levels of CO2 emissions or CO2 concentrations in the atmosphere, and then there will be probably some significant devastation.
We may lose seaports, Wilcox says, because of sea level rise. Islands will be underwater, meaning that we'll lose cultures and civilizations, and the ecosystems near the poles will completely change.
So I think it's going to be at a point where we're going to continue doing what we're doing until we see significant devastation, and then we're going to say, oh, okay, now we're going to sit up and recognize and actually do something.
But what can we do? The backup plan, as Wilcox puts it, is to pull carbon out of the atmosphere in a variety of ways. Some of those approaches include managing grazing land, growing more trees, or removing carbon directly from power plant emissions, or even straight from your vehicle before it's emitted.
I mean, in my lab, we're looking at capturing carbon dioxide on a vehicle, because we have, a billion cars on the planet today and a billion more in the pipeline. Transportation is 25% of CO2 emissions, the transportation sector. And that's a tough one because you have these little point source emitters, cars, trucks, and airplanes, that put CO2 in the atmosphere, which then it becomes extremely dilute.
To get around this problem, Wilcox and her students are working on using steam and natural gas to produce on-demand hydrogen and compressed CO2.
So you start off with natural gas and steam, you have a reformer, we make hydrogen, and so we produce from that water vapor and warm air. And the CO2 is separated on the vehicle. The only thing is that we need an infrastructure that exists such that we could imagine one day having energy stations where you have your choice of filling up with natural gas or some other energy resource and then being able to offload your CO2.
She can even foresee a time when we'll have pipelines pumping fluid CO2 back into the ground to store it permanently. That infrastructure doesn't exist yet. But it might in the future. And until then, Wilcox says reducing emissions by whatever means possible will make any sort of backup plan more feasible. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.